And Artemis was the Greek goddess of the hunt, right? Right, but the normal spelling was already taken, so I had to use elite spelling with a number 3 in place of the E. I know, I said. You mentioned that once on your blog. 2 years ago. I almost cited the date of the actual blog entry before I realized it would make me sound like even more of a cyber-stalking super creep. You said that you still run into noobs who pronounce it Art-Threemis. That's right, she said, grinning at me. I did. She stretched out a racing-gloved hand and offered me one of her contact cards. You could design your card to look like just about anything. Artemis had coded hers to look like a vintage Kenner Star Wars action figure still in the blister pack. The figure was a crude plastic rendering of her avatar, with the same face, hair, and outfit. Tiny versions of her guns and sword were included. Her contact info was printed on the card above the figure. Artemis, 52nd level warrior, mage. Vehicle sold separately. On the back of the card were links to her blog, email, and phone line. Not only was this the first time a girl had ever given me her card, it was also, by far, the coolest contact card I had ever seen. This is, by far, the coolest contact card I have ever seen, I said. Thank you. I handed her one of my own cards, which I'd designed to look like an original Atari 2600 adventure cartridge with my contact info printed on the label. Parzival, 10th level warrior. Use with joystick controller. This is awesome, she said, looking it over. What a wicked design. Thanks, I said, blushing under my visor. I wanted to propose marriage. I added her card to my inventory, and it appeared on my item list, right below the copper key. Seeing the key listed there snapped me back to reality. What the hell was I doing standing here making small talk with this girl when the first gate was waiting for me? I checked the time, less than 5 minutes until midnight. Listen, Artemis, I said. It was truly awesome to meet you. But I gotta get going. The server is about to reset, and I want to clear out of here before all of those traps and undead respawn. Oh. Okay. She actually sounded disappointed. I should probably prepare for my joust match anyway. But here, let me hit you with a Cure Serious Wounds spell before you go. Before I could protest, she laid a hand on my avatar's chest and muttered a few arcane words. My hit point counter was already at maximum, so the spell had no effect. But Artemis didn't know that. She was still under the assumption that I'd had to fight the Lich. There you go, she said, stepping back. Thanks, I said. But you shouldn't have. We're competitors, you know? I know, but we can still be friends, right? I hope so. Besides, the third gate is still a long way off. I mean, it took 5 years for the two of us to get this far. And if I know Halliday's game design strategy, things are just going to get harder from here on out. She lowered her voice. Listen, are you sure you don't want to stick around? I bet we can both play at once. We can give each other jousting tips. I've started to spot some flaws in the king's technique. Now I was starting to feel like a jerk for lying to her. That's a really kind offer, but I have to go. I searched for a plausible excuse.